the Windows Phone 7 series, bad name, promising smartphone. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. At the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona this week, Microsoft unveiled its next-generation mobile phone operating system. Scheduled to launch by the holiday season, Windows Phone 7 series is a complete overhaul from previous Windows mobile phones and looks nothing like iPhones or Android phones. Sasha Segan with PCMag.com is in Barcelona and joins us now. Sasha, describe, if you would, the new Windows mobile phone operating system.
Phone 7 is a totally new approach for Microsoft. Most smartphones use icons, lots and lots of icons, and you're left staring at these icons and thinking, oh, is that a trombone or is that a little bird? But Windows Phone 7 uses big blocks with words or photographs in them. And then when you go into these blocks, which are things like people or games or music, you're presented with a range of related options. Like you go into games, you can check your Xbox Live avatar or play various turn-by-turn games with your friends. You go into people, you see people's social networking updates, and you can email them or call them. So it's a very different experience than we've seen on smartphones before.
And so what do you think, from your limited experience with these phones so far, is the best thing about them?
I really like the clarity of the interface. I really like how easy it is to know what things do and to get to where you want to be. You're not scrolling through a lot of different confusing icons and constantly jumping in and out of applications. There's something really kind of natural about the way you use it.
And what's the worst thing?
The worst thing is that it's not going to be out until the end of the year. And the funny thing about Windows Phone 7 is, you know what? It looks great for February 2010, but by November or December, who knows what's going to be out there? There's going to be a new iPhone, and maybe that'll be even better.
Yeah, there'll be a new iPhone, and there's going to be about 50 new Android phones, if recent history is any indication.
Exactly. And there will be probably 8 updates to the Android operating system. Microsoft's biggest problem isn't that they have no ideas. It's that they move very, very slowly. And so what you see with Windows Phone 7 is you see a great idea, but can Microsoft execute quickly enough to compete? That's still their problem.
Got to ask about the name. It's awfully unwieldy. Is that going to change?
Well, you might have noticed that I've been calling it Windows Phone 7 instead of the Windows Phone 7 series, which is the actual formal name, because I'm on a crusade to at least knock the pointless word series off of it. But, I mean, the three words that are left, well, Windows, they got to have that in there. Phone, maybe, maybe not. 7. Well, one of the things going on is people have such a good feeling about Windows 7 on PCs. People really feel like it got past the horror that was Vista, that maybe Microsoft's trying to associate a little bit of that 7 magic here, too.
Sasha Segan covers mobile phones for PCMag.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.